You're actually early for a change. You caught me off guard.
Are you sure? I didn't know.
You're 3 minutes early.
I clicked there and then I said, my God.
Well, that's okay, but I'm just so surprised because usually you're about 5 or 10 minutes late.
I am always late sometimes.
Yeah. You're Spanish, right? Spanish are always late.
Spain is late. Mira, this one here. For example, we have just the tapado thing. The chords. These chords are interesting to learn.
What is the song, the piece that starts with this arpeggio?
This is an intro for a rhythmic song. And it's
I know it's supposed to be for Altamar, but there's also a very famous guitar piece that starts with that. You know, every time I play it, I'm thinking, I've heard that, but I can't think what it is.
I only heard this Tupaco de Lucia playing.
Okay.
I didn't hear it in another piece. Actually, this belongs to three keys. One key is for the first three chords. Mm-hmm. It's a group of three chords that belongs to G sharp minor. The next set of chords, which belongs to B minor set, and the last three chords, which belong to the E major set. So that's why the tonal region is what we are seeing here, Bruce. The thing of that arpeggio is to get an idea of the zones of chords that are in the neighborhood. Means the first three are in one neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Then the next four are in another neighborhood. And the last three belongs to E major. Every key has its chords. And
so the first neighborhood is G sharp major?
G sharp minor.
Okay, minor. And the second neighborhood
The next one is B minor.
B minor.
And the last one is C sharp minor.
Oh, C sharp minor?
That's right, which is the same like E major because it's a relative minor. Remember that every major chord has a relative minor.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And that's why when we say sometimes minor, when we are playing major scale, is because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have this.
Well,
this
I'm certainly familiar with A minor fits so nicely with C major.
Exactly, because it's a relative minor. Yeah. Similarly, when we have G sharp minor, if you put bar 4. Finger 4, finger 3 goes on the 6th fret, 5th string. That's right.
What is
then
that
finger mean? 4 goes below on the 6th fret, 4th string. Finger 4, 6th fret, that's right.
Okay, so that's the E minor shape, but it's on the 4th fret.
The 4th fret becomes G sharp minor, very good.
Oh.
And this one here is the relative minor of B major. That's why we play B major on the scale there.
Okay.
B major will be on the 2nd fret.
Oh, that would be here, yeah. I understand that, and also I kind of understand where the seventh sound good.
The relative minors, and this is a tricky thing to learn. This because you have to know a lot of equivalences, mathematical equivalence. The minor relative minor is the 6th degree. So we said C major, mm-hmm. then we count C D E F G A.
Mm-hmm.
That's A minor, therefore, will be the minor relative of the C major because it's the 6th degree. Mm-hmm. So the 6th degree of G sharp minor is B.
Mm-hmm.
We count G A B. So this is the B major scale has Seven degrees.
The other complication is a minor can have three different forms. It can be a melodic minor, what are the three different minors?
Minor harmonic or minor natural.
Yeah, and so, but the relevant minor is the natural minor?
Melodic minor is the same scale, like the major with the minor third on it. Means if you analyze the minor melodic scale, it's the same like the major, only thing that it has a third flat.
Okay, so this A minor would be the melodic.
A minor, and now we can play C major here, because if we play minor melodic, then we will have F sharp and C sharp, F sharp and G sharp, and that's for another usage. In classical music, Mozart and everyone use it mainly for one chord over the key, means A minor, and then... This is the sound of minor harmonic, which is a bit like Arabic kind of thing, and then the minor natural, which is more a smooth sound. Yes, this is all aesthetics of the cultures, because Arabic people use one scale. Chinese people use pentatonic scale. Like these different scales are there to describe the mood of the culture that are in. And in flamenco, the Arabic influence is prominent. Therefore, the minor harmonic scale, which has this this sound, will be there prominent. But that's another thing, because we never talk about minor harmonic yet. First, we need to understand the major keys modal environment. A ver, for example, here we have this one here, we get chords explained. Look, if you click this, we have some chords.
Okay.
Let me show you these chords.
Okay, let's see what I've got here. Oh, we got a couple of things. Which do you want me to click?
The last video is the number 34. Coaching 34, and here we have some chords. These chords.
The coaching 34?
That's right.
Okay, I'll click that.
And here you have the chords in the chat room. The chords are G, F sharp 7 times 2. So we do G major. And this. Let me explain you how you find those chords explained in the video.
Which one do I want to click on?
Put example 6. Example 6.
6.
And then we'll get the chords.
Okay. Why is it not doing anything?
Now let's say the chords, just in case. So we have two sets of D and A, but let's play the main one we have, which is G major, bar 3. Finger 3 on the 5th fret, 5th string. Finger 4 on the 5th fret, 4th string. Finger 2 on the 4th fret, 3rd string. Then we have F sharp 7. F sharp 7, flat 9, or F sharp 7. Will be bar 2, finger 3 on the 4th fret, 5th string, finger 4 on the 5th fret, 3rd string, finger 2 on the 3rd fret, 3rd string. Then we have B minor, it's bar 2, second bar, you don't have to do all the bar, you want to do bar from the 5th string. Then we have finger 3 on the 4th fret, 4th string, finger 4 on the 4th fret, 3rd string. Finger 2 on the 3rd fret, 2nd string. Then we have A minor, which will be bar 5. Bar 5, finger 3 on the 7th fret, 5th string. Then we have D. And this D, play bar 5 on the bar. Finger 3 on the 7th fret, 4th string. Finger 4 on the 7th fret, 3rd string. That is bar 5, finger 3, the 7th fret 5th string, finger 4 on the 7th fret 4th string, finger 2
A minor, A minor root,
3rd string. So we go. The bridge has B minor, and then F sharp minor. F sharp minor will be bar 2. Finger 3 on the 4th fret, 5th string, and finger 4 on the 4th fret, 4th string. Right? Then we have A minor and E minor. And this E minor, we're going to play it with the open 6th string, bar 7 from the 5th string down. And we have finger 3 on the 9th fret.
Now, Bruce, let's write it in a paper, you and me.
What's that?
Let's write it in a piece of paper like this.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was really thinking. It'd be a lot easier to see it on a piece of paper. Okay, so let me hold it up. You got G. And the four...
beats.
It's four beats.
That's why I put it in red ink here.
I don't have red ink. Okay.
You can put any other, or
okay.
Just
so then we have F sharp.
F sharp 7. And then we have
four beats.
So this is times 2, means we do this, right. And then this again.
Okay.
Then we have B minor, 4 beats.
Okay. Then we have A minor.
A minor, 2 beats.
2 beats.
D major, 2 beats.
D, 2 beats.
And G, 2 beats.
G, 2.
And then we have pam, 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 A, G, F sharp. This three chord goes into 2 beats.
A, F sharp, and that's in 2 beats. 3 notes in 2 beats.
That's right, 3 chords.
Those are chords, they're not notes.
Those are all chords. And now the bridge. This part repeats twice. All what we copied so far, all this section 1, repeats 2 times, the sections.
Okay, the way you have it noted, it looks like the first part repeats. Okay, so all three of these things repeat. Let's see, all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, I don't know how to count this, but they all repeat.
There are nine chords.
Okay, and we do that twice.
And then we go to the bridge.
Okay, bridge.
Every 2 times, there is bridge. Bridge would be B minor 4.
Okay, B minor 4 times. F sharp.
F sharp minor 4.
Minor 4.
That will be times 2, means this 2 repeats.
2, okay. And then we have.
And then we have A minor.
4 times.
And E minor 4.
E minor 4 times.
That's all. It's pretty easy. Okay. Now let's see the beginning for the first part.
Okay.
If we put the example chords, counting chords plus rhythm, counting chords only, example 4.
Example 4, okay.
This is how you have to follow it.
Three, four, two, three.
Very good.
Two, three, four.
Let's see, is this E minor?
E minor will be bar 7. And then, yes, that's right, but with the 6th string open.
6th string. That's the E minor I want. Okay, E minor, and that's at the 7th fret. And this is at the 5th fret. Okay, so do you want me to back it up and start it over again from...
Yes, because we are making sure...
From 4.
That this one we don't forget what to do there to learn the chords.
From 4.
Sequence of chords. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4.
Three.
4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4.
That's right. One, two,
3. Okay, now what we have to do is read the PDF file that says variation. 2.
Okay, let me see the PDF. Now, these always take a bit of time to come in. Let's see.
You had it already, but...
But I've got so much stuff.
Check that you have the same page, and then just read from...
Okay, so this is Roomba 3, variations. Okay, Roomba 3. Not that. Looks like that, right?
Yes. And now we read the part from where it says variation. Right. And that's what you need to do. First, you go to the right hand only. Then you synchronize that with your left hand. But that will be as a homework. And next lesson, we will continue with this thing. So I see you in 1 month.
Okay, 1 month, and I'll email you.
Un abrazo, Bruce.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Ruben.
Feliz año.
Bye. Okay.